الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lessons we were discussing Ghazwat Uhud, the battle of Uhud. And on this day, certain mishaps occurred from the side of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They made certain mistakes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentioned that in Quran as well. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also forgave them. Now in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That it is only due to a rahmah, to mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are soft towards them. So you being soft towards the Muslims by forgiving them, pardoning them, this is only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah explicitly says after that, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were fadh, fadh means a person who is ghalidh, and ghalidh fil kalam. So if you were harsh in your words, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, and hard-hearted, so in your words you may have, perhaps you say something that would be wrong, perhaps you say some harsh words towards the Muslims, or perhaps if your heart was such that it was hard, you are hard-hearted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then these people, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, these people would have dispersed from around you, they would have left you, they would have deserted you. This by no means suggests that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so lenient that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would allow them, the Sahaba, to do whatever they wanted to do. No. At places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to forgive. And at places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was angry with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to also be angry with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But this does not mean that the personality type of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he would naturally become angry all the time with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way that his personality type, he was created in this way that he was rahmatul lil alameen. He was an embodiment of mercy for all the people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created with this personality type that he was soft towards people. So this is the akhlaq that one should try and bring into his life. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Now what do? You make them maafi, forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, and also make istighfar on their behalf. Say, oh Allah, forgive the Muslims for what they have done. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and consult them also in matters. And here, why would Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was commanded by Allah to consult the believers? Of course, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's decision is final, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was commanded to make mashwara تَطْيِيبًا لِقُلُوبِهِمْ, to make them also feel nice that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is consulting us, and that would become a motivation for them to also take part in the different activities of deen, because now a person also feels part of the deen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ, and there's other verses in the Quran similar to this. Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ, a messenger has come to you from among yourselves, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ, grievous to him is your suffering. Whenever you suffer, that is difficult upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very desirous over your well-being. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't want you to lose and to suffer in dunya or akhirah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants you to win and gain all the time. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is merciful. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is compassionate and merciful towards the believers. And there is one hadith that comes. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked by one sahabi radiallahu anhu to describe the sifa, the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given in the Torah, because he was well versed with the Torah. Before Islam, he knew the Torah. So he said, in the Torah, he says, yes, I'll tell you some of the things that are mentioned in the Torah. And he mentioned a few qualities. And he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not fadh, same word was used. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not ghalivul qalb. And in the Torah, it is also mentioned, wala sakhab fil aswaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a noise maker. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a noise maker in the marketplaces. Wala السخاب في الأسواق. And then he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَةَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. If somebody harmed and did evil to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not retaliate for himself. If there was any retaliation that took place, then that was because the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were violated, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to stand for the deen, for haq. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Now Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once you are determined on doing whatever you're doing after mashwara, etc., now place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-mutawakkilin. Indeed, Allah loves all those believers who put their trust in Allah. Allah says, إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. Now your trust is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah assists you and you win, then nobody can defeat you. وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ. But if Allah has to forsake you, remember, once your trust is placed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you have to keep on, leave all matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you've done whatever you've done with your azbab. Now keep the matters in the hands of Allah. So if Allah forsakes you, Allah is asking, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي. Who at all can come and assist you after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forsaking you? Who can come and help you? Nobody. You can try whatever you want to try. That is why, again, Allah reiterates the same message, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. You know, tell the believers to place their trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.